When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello.
Hiya.
Good evening today, specifically the evening.
Forgot which camera to look in. It's that one.
Yeah, it's tough. Hiya. Still getting used to this setup. I'm using the clicker. I can't wait till I don't have to use it.
Why have you just put tape on it?
Because there's a laser pen button, and I accidentally get lost between, like, I'll go from pressing like the up and down to then adding that into the equation.
Oh,
and
really?
I accidentally move one down and then it doesn't click. It's so fucking bodged together.
I'm here as well.
Hey, Raz.
Hello. What it do, what it be, what it is.
For the interim, when we're back from Stagecoach, Ben's going to be taking over on here. So I'm never going to have to use this again. But I don't really know how that's going to work because obviously you don't live here. And he's not going to be on most of them.
Can we book time out in the calendar to, like, can we, I'll set up this room as a meeting space in the Google calendar and we can all book time out.
That's fine, but we do rent this room out for meeting spaces, so you will have to pay.
That is true, yeah. There's a usage fee. How's everyone feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. To say we came back from a festival 2 days ago, I'm quite sprightly.
I'm fucking knackered. Oh, absolutely shagged.
My body's knackered. Like, my hips and my knees and my spine, my shoulders, my neck, all of that is, like, kaput. But, you know, my brain's, it's all right. How about you?
Thanks, Russ.
Really not firing on all cylinders.
I'm knackered as well. It's been a shit day today. I feel like I work for, like, Rockstar, like, in crunch time, like, just before the game's coming out. And they have to be, like, doing long day. It's been a real slog, but it's all part of the game.
I'm amazed you know how Rockstar Energy work.
I used to drink Rockstar Energy back in the day, mate. I was talking about Rockstar Games, by the way. We were saying yesterday we were in a really good mood after snowbombing.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
By the way, that's why we're here.
That is why.
To talk about snowbombing.
What went down.
Exactly that. Yeah, really happy after it. It's what a festival. Like, I can't put it into words because it's fresh in my mind. But it's like, I loved it. It was great. The dust has settled and my brain hasn't.
So we normally talk through like everything that that went down. So let's do that again. So we were approached by a company called Zeitgeist, who we've kind of got a relationship with already because we're pals with some of the team there. Just through doing this, and they reached out to you, Raz,
yep,
and said, yo,
would you like to, so this was the first snow festival that approached us and said to us, would you like to come to this festival? It's something you've never done before. They didn't say this bit, but basically this is what they said. Something you've never done before. It's a festival in the snow. And we were like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes,
that sounds
indeed
sick. Dan, you'd heard of it before.
Yeah, so I heard of it years and years ago when I went RAF. Must have been like, first I heard of it, must have been like 2010 when my mates started talking about snowboarding. But like, I've wanted to go for years just because it looked great. It was in a mountain and you get to go snowboarding at a festival. What more could you want? But yeah, it's all that lead up. I forgot about it for years. And then this past year, it just came up on our radar again, as Raz said. And that was it. Like, I wanted on, got on it. And it was just as good as I always thought it were going to be. Like, and for a festival to do that, because I big stuff up in my head a lot. So it's like, I will proper make something sound so much better than it was because I thought about it all that time
ago. You did.
Ago.
I assumed, like, just because you'd have heard of it and, like, you spoke about it very highly, I was like, okay, so it's either going to be terrible because it's Dan, or it's going to be great because it's my brother, and I trust it, his That's opinion. It. Would so, you believe?
So we
were sick.
We signed on for four of us going.
Yeah.
And then we tried to like shoehorn in a fifth, being Ben.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. And obviously that fifth person could have been anyone. But I'm really glad it was just four.
Yeah.
Four
it was a
is
good size squad.
Four is always the one.
I wasn't initially going to go because I was like, you know what? I've got two US festivals coming up. I don't think I can be away for that long. I don't think I can take that much time off work. And then I just thought, fuck it, I'll just work over there because it's only an hour difference. So, yeah, it was fucking brilliant.
I'm so glad you came.
Yeah. I'm over the moon that I came.
I'm so glad you did because now, you should do that whenever you can because it would have been such a different vibe video.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
Especially with you having to work and then, you know, what happened when you were there and you wanting to do snowboarding and me not. Like, there's only so much of me and Jake that the viewers...
Yeah, and there's only so much you two can do that's different from the stuff you two have done.
Absolutely.
At Rise or Tomorrowland or wherever. Like, so, yeah, it was great having Raz there. Like,
I was thinking in the edit, like, not to big you up, Raz, it's not necessarily...
No, come on, I'm tired of... It's not necessarily even you. I really need it.
But it did help that it was you. But, like, it would have been nowhere near as good if you hadn't come. So I'm glad you came.
Thank you. So it was a blessing, you know. Like, I thought, like, there's no way I'm... Like, Tomorrowland winter, I was using up some annual leave on. But with snowboarding, I was just like, no, because this is one where I can actually snowboard, where, like, they're going to sort us out. And I'd never go snowboarding otherwise. And fuck skiing, because, you know...
Skiing's great.
I fell over so many times snowboarding, but you know what? I'd do it again and again and again. I'm so glad.
I fell over twice skiing and I'll do it again.
No, I fell over at least three times on the same hill.
Both mine were probably on the same hill as well.
But you know what? At least I looked cooler for like 3 or 4 seconds.
I'd say you look cooler falling over, because if he fell over as well, then you just threw out.
God, it was so funny. We'll get to it, but like I just learned to just like embrace the falling over. Like, I'm going to fall over, so fuck it. It's fine.
The annoying thing, and it's the only annoying thing about having it all sorted out for us.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm not complaining.
Sounds like you are.
Is we had to fly from London. And but we hate flying from London, but tell him.
I can't get this in quick enough. So, you know, we fly from London, or we usually fly from London to go to like to America. Because we used to be able to fly to LA from Manchester, but then Thomas Cook went down the shitter, and Virgin changed their mind. Oh, wait, maybe they never did, because we only flew to New York from Manchester.
Is that right?
Yeah, maybe they never did.
I can't even remember.
Anyway.
It still says in Manchester Airport, you can do it, which is a piss take.
Yeah.
There's a big poster saying, direct to Los Angeles.
I'm sure the first year we went, we flew from Manny.
Yeah, we did, no doubt. We absolutely have done.
The first time we ever went.
Yeah, we did. We stayed in Radisson Blu.
Yeah.
And the second time we flew to New York, and then flew to New York from New York to LA.
Yeah.
And that was much nicer. But anyway, recent years, we've only been able to fly to LA or anywhere like that from London. It's a right piss take, because not only have I then got to get an Uber to here, get a train to London King's Cross, then get a tube to Heathrow. And then get a bus from like whatever tube station Heathrow, the nearest one is, to like the hotel, stay there the night, and then get the fucking bus or train or whatever to Heathrow the next day.
Back to
the
terminal.
I'm rambling, but this is the point. It's fucking long. Anyway, went down the night before.
Very good.
And we discovered upon exiting the tube station.
Oh yeah,
because we were gonna get a Domino's, weren't we?
Yeah, Domino's is the usual thing. We've got a usual spot just near a Domino's, but we're like, you know, let's change it up. You know what we'd love between the four of us? A good fucking curry.
Yeah, God, do you remember that one on Yorkshire road trip?
Curries are just, we don't ever have them, but we all love them so much.
Yeah,
yeah, great. It's I find curries weird because it's hard to find a really good one. Everywhere's pretty okay. You don't find many bad curries. But it's hard to find somewhere that like really blows you away with a curry. But let me tell you, this fucking place. Oh my God.
We walked in there, right? It didn't look incredible. Like it was, can you remember the name of it? It's like Kari.
Yeah, so it was Kari. Yeah, good memory there.
Looked on the menu.
West Hounslow, is it?
It's in Hounslow. It's like on the road to... So he's where all the hotels are.
Mm-hmm. Between west and east.
Right.
Probably. Central.
Somewhere around that area.
Looked on the menu, and we were just like, we were probably there for like 5 or 10 minutes going like, because it's a bit of a risk, isn't it? Like going to a restaurant that you've never been to before. Like, oh, do I get the chicken tikka masala? You know, ask him. It's a pretty standard curry, isn't it? Ask him to make it a bit spicy because that's the kind of people that we are. Just ask the guy, what would you recommend? And he goes, obviously he goes, oh, the curry.
Only 4 white people in here. This is what I'd recommend for you.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, the curry like special or whatever it was. We looked at the picture online and they were like a bit like uneasy about it, like, oh, it doesn't look amazing. As soon as it got dropped in front of us, we were like, this is fucking incredible.
Oh, the garlic nans.
The garlic
those
nans.
Garlic nans were outstanding.
And you know what? Due to that, now, the next time we fly from Heathrow,
oh,
we're going to be buzzing.
Without
we are. We're going to be like, oh no, we have to fly from Heathrow.
Get me one of those lovely seedy poppadoms.
And 4 people, 100 quid, 25 quid a head.
With 4 beers or 3 beers?
Yeah, 4 nans, 4 rice, 4 curries. Fucking brilliant value.
Are we
value.
Flying to EDC from London? We will be, won't we?
Probably, yeah.
Get in.
Excellent.
There we go, jobs
yeah.
are good.
Yeah. Carry, book us in.
Yeah, do you know what? Give us the black card.
Yeah, we know you're watching.
So, curry was great. We get to... There's not really to talk about with the flight, is there?
The hotel was nice.
The hotel
though.
Was pretty good.
So, Moxie.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, fucking Moxie. Hell. This is why these are annoying.
It's like one of these...
there is.
Like a fancy traveller's hotel, which was gorgeous. It had loads of like little memorabilia things in. There was an old mini yeah. in the lobby.
We usually stay in shit hotels. This is why it's
yeah,
good.
It's a Marriott designed for millennials, and it's fucking great.
Yeah,
and
free drink on arrival.
Yeah, as soon as you get there... Have you been before? No. Do you want a drink for free? Yeah. Sit down, trendy as fuck, really nice.
Go to your hotel room. Oh, you think it's going to be like 4 lads squeezed in a little room. Nope, two, pretty much 2 different fucking rooms. 2 double beds. I don't mind sharing a double bed with my brothers.
Hey, it is. Get used to it, mate. We've got a long 2 weeks coming up.
But we even had 2 TVs like in front of each bed, which is
great for making neither person want to watch the TV.
True, we watched Finding Nemo, Jake and me.
Yeah,
in full as well.
Jake
like,
and
I'm
Dan watching Finding Nemo. What were you doing? Were you doing Revolut ad read, weren't we?
Were we?
Were you doing it?
I was certainly editing it to get it over, sent to him as quick as possible before like pre snowboarding.
Yeah. I was doing some work.
It came back to me. Yes, is it Monday today? Yeah. Came back to me this morning with a few changes. Which you'll assume.
Yeah.
You won't assume, Dan, but the...
Pretty all right, yeah.
Yeah, there was one change. I had to really check myself because it was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But it's like, oh, what am I talking about?
Yeah, they'd be... Yeah. They're so...
Absolutely, we're willing to do it. Like, we love working with Revolut. Of course, we'll make the change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hotel was good. And then...
kicking off.
There's not really to talk about airport-wise, is there?
No, I can't really think about it. Just
the flight, man.
Just it was, a boring standard.
It was so short.
There was that brewery that was, what was the word they use? Exclusive or something like that. That exclusive to Heathrow Airport.
Oh, yeah, where we got the...
it was independent, wasn't it, that place? Yeah.
Independent brewery.
Yeah. What did we get? Stella. We got a Stella, didn't we, to start the day?
Nice.
Ben had been proud. Yeah, nothing interesting about the flight.
When we
stepped on someone's foot, who turned out to be with us, but that was different. So I've never seen these before. This person behind me were wearing. When I imagine stilettos, they've got a really pointy front, and then it goes really slender at the back, and it's got a big heel on. These look like stilettos without the big heel, and I was just very confused by them. They're like flip flops.
Sound weird. I didn't see them. A lot of people on that flight playing sound. Out loud on their phone.
Yeah.
Because Jake kept... I had my Switch, obviously, on mute. And Jake kept going, do you want to use your headphones? And I was like,
Jake of all people.
I was mortified.
The only reason you can't hear his TikTok because he's in air and he's got no fucking signal.
Innit?
Truly. So then we land and we're on a press trip, so we're kind of bundled in with... everyone else that's going with the Zeitgeist and
that bad word we don't like, all the influencers.
Yeah, but do you know what? We were with some absolutely wonderful people this weekend, and I'm sure they'll come up in these stories that we tell in these tall tales around the campfire. Although, though a tall tale is a lie, isn't it? But yeah, so not tall tales. There was some lovely people. Some you might have heard of. Spoiler alert, Jake was there.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unlucky. Not yet, though, is he? No, he's not. Is he fuck? He's dumb as fuck, man.
Jake, why?
Because he's like, oh, I'm busy, I can't do the podcast. I get that this is a crazy time for us in April.
Yeah.
What's he busier
what's he doing?
Than me?
Yeah.
And fair enough, he lives a bit away.
I've done a full day at work today. Yeah. And I'm here. This is his
job. I've done like 12 hours.
I'm paying that cunt. And I'm here.
He's taking the piss, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm paying it. Come on, man.
Spent like 10 hours making this one image on Photoshop. We love you, Jake. It's just a joke. Relax.
He don't watch this anyway. He'll
be ringing Anna. They're bullying me on the internet. Yeah, we are bullying you on the internet. Fuck off.
I got two jobs going on, man. I'm overemployed.
So, we get on this, we wait for this bus, and we get on this bus or coach. A few flies on it. Yeah, it was a coach.
Oh, yeah. I'm like just full of flies.
We got, we got the speaker on, and it was a nice scenic drive through
Germany and Austria.
Yeah, because we landed in Munich.
And then I got in charge of the speaker, and it was no longer pleasant and peaceful.
Yeah, it was really annoying.
Turned a bit heavier.
Because I was just like, why are we listening to Dan's speaker?
Because
he's just playing songs that his brothers don't even know, man.
It's because the people around us were all moshers like me, and they wanted to hear some heavy songs.
And immediately sold us out, even before we got there.
Of course. Didn't. We grew up together and we're all moshers.
But do you know what? Well, if you give people, what's the phrase? We say it all the time.
What?
If you succumbed to the...
If you give people what they want, they'll want faster horses.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they think they want fucking Bad Omens because they sit at home and listen to Bad Omens, but they're off to an EDM festival. Yeah, so what they really want to hear
is
Samba.
If you like Bad Omens, go listen to Helios by, I forgot the name, Echelon.
I'll tell you what, just put Bad Adam on repeat. Fucking sorry.
I'm so sick. Bad Adam Omens. I'm so sick of Bad Adam.
Bad Adam Omens. Oh, God.
Jesus.
But the journey was pleasant. We pull up at the hotel.
Yeah, it was nice.
And we're so dumb because, like, obviously we cheap out on everything, right? Because we need to, right?
Yeah, of course. You want to keep your costs low. And
we want to be relatable.
And, yeah.
You know, we can book into Intercontinental every night at 1975 tour, but it's not going to be very entertaining to see.
No, we fucking can't.
I could. You won't be there.
And we want to keep...
I could, mate. I've got the Limitless company card. I could, the Limitless one will probably let me have two nights in there. God, that were nice in that hotel. That's what inspired me to get new pillows from Emma Sleep. Thank you very much. But we got to the hotel, and what my point here is, it wasn't a luxury hotel, but it was nice.
No. Well, it was a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
The rooms.
What
do you
mean? What I mean is, it wasn't like insane, like Dubai level, but we were so happy with it.
The rooms we got were probably the worst rooms in there. Like, I saw another room, and fuck me, was it nice.
Well, if ours was the worst, sign me up for the worst every time.
We are like one of the best fucking spots, man.
I thought it was wonderful.
We get there, don't we? And like, we go to check in. And usually, like, we all cram into one room. So someone just goes first. Yeah, Ryan Eaglin, yeah, should be on the list. Yep. Okay. Next, please. Yep, Mr. Daniel White. Yep.
No, alt names were wrong.
Oh, yeah, they were all like first and middle names.
No, so it was middle and surname.
Very confusing.
Because it was Richard Varley and Adam Eaglin.
No, I was Ryan Adam.
Oh, you were Ryan Adam and he was Richard Varley. And it's funny because the guy kept saying, thank you, Richard.
Yeah. It was so funny because it's like, yeah, Ryan, here's your room. Mr. Varley, here's your room. Like, ooh, nice.
What do you mean my room?
So they're like, oh, yeah, two rooms. Sick.
Mr. Daniel White, yeah, here's your room. Like, oh, sick.
And me and Raz shared, but generally I'm...
We didn't have a... bad experience.
I would rather have shared with you, to be honest.
To be fair, like, we always expect to share. Like, whenever we go anywhere, you know, if it's a hotel, you're getting a double bed, you're sharing with someone. That's just the way it is.
But I would honestly, with a room that big and a separate bed,
yeah,
I would rather have shared with you than have had a separate room, because then you get like Like when you come in from a night out, like there's some bullshit going on. Like you'll see in the video, like there's some nonsense that we were up to.
Absolutely.
And then,
but like imagine you wake we just up checked in and it's like dead, and like you sort yourself out. You just sat there and someone's going, yeah, I'll turn TV on.
Yeah,
I'll do this.
That's the thing. When we were doing we had that full work day where we were all just doing stuff on the computer for like 7 hours.
Imagine we're all sat in different rooms checking in on Messenger.
Well,
like,
as a man who experienced that, let me tell you about it.
Yeah, go on.
It was very fucking boring. Yeah, there was like doing 8.5 hours in a day, not 7. You know,
12 today. And the rest, we're still doing it now.
I know, I'm still working as well as doing my other job. But no, it is really boring for a day when you got no one else there. So it's like, it is shit. I'd much rather have someone else there.
Yeah,
then on a night when it's just myself and I can have, you know, I can wander around bollock naked and have a boshdy wherever I want. It's happy days. Well, happy.
Just yourself?
Yeah, one hand shandy, innit?
Interesting. But the hotel was great. And then we got the notification like straight away that like, so some of the girls we were with, they were like, we're getting in the pool, we're getting in the pool, we're getting in the pool. And I was like, we were kind of reserved because we were like, well, we don't want to get in the pool right now because it's not a great start to our vid. They're not making a vid as far as I'm aware. So it's not on their agenda to think like that.
No, but we need to go and
explore the festival and show people what a punter would generally see. And we were really glad that we did that because it turned out there was the secret set from Fatboy Slim in the butcher shop.
Yeah.
Which was...
dumb as fuck.
Fully dumb as fuck.
I love it. I fucking love
great
it.
Great start, man. Yeah.
So was that the Monday?
Yeah, the night
we got there.
On the day we got there, yeah.
Yeah.
The first day we got there, after we'd unpacked, we went straight to the butcher's thing.
No, we went up to Strauss to...
yeah, I mean, we collected our pass. Yeah. But like, how important is that?
But I don't remember. I didn't go to
You
that,
didn't go?
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, Dan. I'm not sure.
No, because at that point, there wasn't any reason.
But we did. Because it's in the vid.
I know you guys did, but what the fuck were I doing?
Well, that's probably why there's a bit where we say, and let's all cheers to fuck Danny White. And we have our first beer saying, fuck Danny White.
Can't remember what I was doing.
Me either. It's not important. The set...
Because what you're thinking of happened much later on in the night.
I promise you. Oh, no. I'm not saying you were doing that, but you weren't up for coming for whatever reason.
Unlike us, who were always up for...
You didn't miss much in concept,
heard,
but it was more just...
an experience.
Yeah, and everyone that didn't go was in the group chat like, is there still room?
Yeah.
It's like, sorry. There's
it was room. Literally... packed.
Took us ages to get.
Yeah.
To get, well, like, oh, into
I'll tell you what else. I had one of the worst beers of my life there.
Yeah, it was bad.
Fucking awful.
Really bad.
I don't like beer in many European countries. I don't even like it in the UK that much. I want a Coors or a Modelo.
Ooh.
Like, they're the two that
Modelo's lovely.
Sidetrack for you. Here's a different story. Last night, went to take that at Sheffield Arena. It's a totally different track, this.
It's not about snowballing.
Yeah, number one, you see that they were wearing Apple Vision Pros.
Yeah, that's great.
Fucking mental.
Your story was funny with the speech bubbles. So after that.
I'm so... Rachel's like, what are you doing? I was like, just give me 5 minutes.
I know we're trying to enjoy that out together, but shut up.
Yeah, put in like the speech... There we go, typing it. But also, just got my one drink, as I do when I'm driving. Just my one beer that I usually get. So I went to the bar.
When you're driving?
What?
Is that only when you're driving? I thought that's when you
go to the bar and you see a bottle, and I always prefer a bottle of beer than like a,
over a can.
Draft or a can.
Always.
I'll take a can over a draft.
I'd go bottle, draft, can.
Really? See, I like the taste of the can.
There's some cans where, like a can, I'd rather have a PBR in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
So I see bottles. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get a bottle. That's the only thing they fucking had. Guess what it was a bottle of?
Bud.
No.
There's a lot of beers out there.
I'll speed up for you. Carling.
Oh, that is bad.
So get a bottle of Carling.
I didn't even know they made it in bottles.
But you think, oh, at least there'll be a bottle. What's the first thing they do?
Open it for you.
Yep.
Oh, they decant it, though.
Pour it into a fucking plastic cup.
Oh, no.
So... I'm just experiencing the worst of every single world.
That is shit, that.
That is pretty whack.
So, I think that was my second worst beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
After the one in the yeah. after the one in the Butchers.
So after Butchers, where do we go? Funhouse, Warwick?
Yeah,
we straight down to Funhouse, or
we'll have done some random shit, but...
Because I must have met him at Funhouse.
Yeah,
I think we went straight to Funhouse, where we spent, unfortunately, the majority of the week.
But this in the video, like, because we are very focused at making the video, and we want each video to be as well-rounded and as good a representation of the festival and of the event as possible. So, like, if you look at Glasto...
You want to show it off, right?
Yeah, you look at Glasto, we had a fucking safe word for when we got too complacent and relaxed. So that we would go and do shit. But like at this one, we did have that moment halfway through where it's like, well, I want to go to the Funhouse. You want to go to the Funhouse. Jake wants to go to the Funhouse. We're saying let's not go to the Funhouse because
we need to go out. Because
we need to go and film something else. But like if we're trying to show what
we would do.
Yeah. Then let's do what we would do.
It's a rock and a hard place, isn't it? It's like try to be your authentic self, but also try to show like this is the festival. Mm. But you know what? Watch the rest of that next year.
True.
Yeah. God, I hope we go back next year.
Well, see how video does. I think the video's great. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long, which seems to be the real sweet spot for us.
Yeah.
With no intention of making it an hour and 10. It always ends up an hour and 10 around about when it's like a flagship piece of content like this.
I wonder why. I wonder what causes it.
Yeah, him. I guess it just literally him.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's not too much going through the day that like it's worth like breaking up. Like then we did this. I think it's better to talk on a broader scale with this one because we did so much of the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it was a lot of the Funhouse, the Racket Club.
It literally was back to back Funhouse Racket.
Talk about the Racket Club.
Oh yeah, it's like a
cool venue.
Yeah, it's almost like an aircraft hangar. But it's got a huge stage at one end.
It's a tennis court, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they call it the Racket Club.
Yeah.
It's the hotel's tennis court.
Yeah. You were calling it the Cricket Club.
I was, yeah. I was. And I also, for some reason, and we discussed this on site, but why the fuck did I say we're going to see Ty Dolla Sign?
Probably just to be funny. I don't know.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
You tell me.
I don't know. Did anyone laugh in the comments?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
If it generated a comment, though, it was worth doing, wasn't it?
But yeah, Racket Club, pretty cool venue. I liked the stage setup. That was interesting. It was fucking boiling.
Yeah, red hot in there. Although there was one night where it was nice and cool. I think it must have been it must have been either Tuesday night or Wednesday night when the weather dropped. Like that. It was the Tuesday night. That's when we got told the snow were coming because we got there and there'd been no snow, really.
God, that was funny. Literally. He brought 5 fucking jackets.
Yeah, sure I did the same.
What, you brought 5 jackets?
I had my big puffer jacket. I had a leather jacket.
Kind of white jacket.
I had cheetah jacket. Thank you. And then I had like 2 hoodies. I had 2 jumpers. I just had a lot of cold
weather. I did wonder
stuff.
What was in that case.
That suitcase was very full of warm weather gear.
Like me, you, and Jake all brought like a carry-on size thing, but still checked it.
Yeah.
But Dan actually brought a proper bit of luggage, and I was just like, what's he bringing in there that I'm not?
It's because I had all my thermals and salopettes and everything for doing snowboarding, so it does take up a lot more space, whereas like you just wore your normal jeans.
I took carry-on luggage with 5 coats in it, and it was
rammed
to the brim. Yeah. It was really full, to be fair.
Well, you struggled closing it on the way back, didn't you?
I did, yeah. But do you know what? My tux got home unscathed.
Tux boxers?
No, the tux. tux biscuits. Not even one of them's cracked.
As if?
Mm.
I'm amazed. They usually crack just
I know, like itself. Literally just being... Literally. Well, they are the paprika ones, so they might have some like extra paprika shielding.
Ooh, they take me back to Estonia.
I brought back loads of shit, you know. A little biro from a... Ski lift.
What else? One. What other stages did we see?
So
there's the Reggae Shack.
The Reggae Shack. Yeah. Reggae did you shack. Go to the Reggae Shack?
Is that the one at the very top?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went up there.
So me, Raz, and Jake went up there to see that we met this DJ called Uncle Doug, and he was really nice. And he was like, will you come and see my set? Like, and I'll play some Metallica and some AC/DC for you. Now, I didn't expect him to do that. And he didn't do that. And I would have
mugged you off.
I would have rather him not have done it and like sacrificed his audience, his captive audience, and break the immersion so I can hear a song I can just play anytime. But we wanted to go because he was, I don't mean I can play anytime, I mean just like in my fucking AirPods. Yeah, I meant like listen to anytime. Yeah. As I learned, I can't play it very well when we got back. But yeah, we went because he was so nice, and he was fucking great up there, man.
Yeah, it was great. Some like actual hip hop and like R&B. Absolutely loved it.
His wife gave us a shot.
Was
of
that
vodka.
His wife?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't introduced.
Did you have much of a look around inside that pub, the venue?
No.
Loads of rock memorabilia.
Really?
Oh. Loads of it, like signed guitar.
Why didn't
it's like
fucking
a,
play the Metallica?
Like a hard rock in there, but like a Bavarian Alp.
That's a shame.
That's a real shame. Like, you literally said it would play the AC/DC and Metallica and didn't play it. Fuck the reggae shit, man. Nah,
it was great. And that's where we got the whistles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
We were annoying.
My ears are still fucked from that ski lift.
Speaking of ski lifts, should we talk a little bit about the snowboarding and how well you did? I was genuinely impressed by you. So, for anybody who don't know, I've done a little bit of snowboarding. I'd say probably
he's saying a little bit of snowboarding now that we've seen him snowboard.
I said it, yeah, I said it
before. Before he was like, I love snowboarding, I've been snowboarding, I do snowboarding.
If it wasn't on the video of him decking it like five times on the video, I'd be like, yeah, I'm well good at it.
No, I wouldn't.
There's a bit in the video where after you fall over like the sixth time, and fair enough, like I didn't even do it, but like where we're like, he said he was good at this, and someone says it's because. That's me that says it, actually. Because he thought we'd never be doing it together. Yeah. So he's been able to.
No,
I can play Eruption by Van Halen on
I
the guitar.
Snowboard.
And then all of a sudden
I've
there's
never
a guitar
said amazingly.
Yeah, but the old tune,
no,
she
the,
doesn't
no,
change.
This is the exact same tune. I've always said the last time I've done it, well, is the correct amount of time. It's 7 years since I last did it.
Yeah, you say it's just like riding a bike, though.
Yeah, and it is. And guess what? If I got on a bike after about 7 years, I'd probably fall off.
Six times in a row?
It was not six. It was not six. Also, this is like a genuine thing. The snow was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was shit snow.
That Friday, much worse than that Tuesday.
Really?
Everything had got icy and like it was weird. The grip was dead strange. So it's instead of just gliding over it, it was like juddering over it.
Oof.
It was awful that.
Bad powder, man.
Yeah. Couldn't shred too much now that day. But no, I proper loved that. But I was genuinely impressed by Raz because you just picked it up immediately. It's like Jake struggled. Rob was too scared.
Jake was like, you've heard the song, right? These guys have all heard the song right now.
They will have done.
It was just like, I'm hungover. I've got a headache. I can't do it. I love skiing instead. But like,
it's weird, though, that he acted like that because... At Rise, and it might be because
you weren't there,
because I had bottled it,
yeah.
But I'd said I wasn't gonna do it a week in advance, but like maybe he felt like he's got a bit more breathing room,
yeah.
Which
I
would want him
gonna go in as hard.
I would want him to feel like he's got that breathing room anyway. Of course, if he literally doesn't want to do that, then
Robert, did you tell the viewers on the video why he didn't do it?
No, I didn't go into that.
It's worth...
I will do, yeah. But what were you saying? Yeah, so it's weird how Jake was so, like, not up for doing it. But at Rise did something that... Well, it's probably not harder. It's probably about... They're probably kind of similar at that level. But it was way harder to walk to. We had to walk in those stupid boots. You know, it was... 3.5 hours earlier, but he still did that.
Yeah.
So I wonder what still it was that, well. That really fucked him this time.
I think it was probably just the thing of like, at least I've come here and I've tried it. I don't like
it. Do you know? Yeah, fair enough. He did try it. He must have just had a big hangover.
Yeah.
It did look rough, to be fair. Like it didn't look in a good way.
He was talking like in the morning on the video. Like obviously I've got the footage. It was fucking torturous working through his clips. So he was like, hello, we've God. You remember Stevie off Malcolm in the Middle?
Stevie.
That's a great analogy.
And then his voice switched, like, for some reason, like, only for, like, a couple hours after his hangover subsided, where he started talking like a cartoon character.
What?
And he was like, I've bust me trousers, but... it's okay. I'm going to do them back up. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's like,
I'll show you some of the clips. But like, it was really strange. It must have been maybe his hangover was so bad that like when he got over it, he felt really good.
Yeah.
In contrast. I don't know, but it was very strange. Very, very weird.
I'm looking forward to seeing that bit.
And I've done them back up. Look, I've not done too bad of a job, but you know what?
Not done too bad of a job, no, but he kept on doing it.
Terrible impression. Your hands didn't move at all.
I know, mate. I don't want to move the clicker too far away from the receiver. Dan, there's a great character arc, like it's Marvel, on that day when you went on the icy snowboarding.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's really wholesome to see you miserable, because it's I love when you're not happy. But
great.
Tell them about how your trajectory on that day, if you want to.
Yeah, of course. This is the thing, like, I don't like to hide it. I don't want to hide it anyway, because I know a lot of people go through similar shit. So if you're out there and you're going through shit, that you're not alone. But the Thursday night, thank you. The Thursday night, I was having a bad time. PTSD were going, and like I was pushing back panic attacks, and eventually I just couldn't keep them back. So
call it post-traumatic snowboarding disorder.
What's a disorder?
It's because of the snowboarding so good. make it up hey, yourself.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah,
so I called it an early night Thursday, but want an early night, let me tell you. Friday morning, woke up, and that's it. Head was just squashed because of
post-traumatic sellout disorder.
Thank you.
Yep.
Head was squashed so much, like, to the point where I had loads of shit going on. Like, I was shaking, I was shivering, but I was roasting. Then all of a sudden, I'm roasting, but I'm, like, it's just everything was the wrong way around.
Pussy tells man to dip.
Lovely.
Sorry, Dan. Carry on.
Pulled a block as well. Where was that? Forgot what we're on about now.
Brilliant gay bar, mate, if you
penis
pull the bloke.
Tells man dip.
Where's the M come from? but yeah, so like, I called it in for work.
Detroit, like, mate, he's from Detroit.
Thank you. I couldn't do my job, my real job.
can't get over this.
Purely because it was like, I just couldn't talk properly. I can't talk properly now. But it was just dead hard, and I got really conflicted. And if you've watched the video, you'll see that. And
it's a good point, though, that you raise, because people do, like, you know, you take a day off to like sort your shit out, and you do feel
I'm not
allowed to actually.
No, but my therapist, like, she's genuinely said, like, when you're that way, it's like, if you don't have to work, if you can be out of work, or if you can get away from it and give yourself a distraction. And it's not a distraction that'll just like. It's not like, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but it's not a distraction like being around your mates where they're the ones distracting you, because you're not going to be fully distracted. Your mind will wander off. You need to get something that takes your mind's focus away from it and gives you endorphins at the same time. So it's like, one of the best ways is exercise. Where am I? I'm on a fucking mountain with a ski slope and a snowboard. Like, I'm going to go release some endorphins.
The story's written itself.
Oh, exactly. God.
You just have to write the pages, brother.
I appreciate you talking about it, Dan, but let's be clear. What it did essentially was take half day to go snowboarding up a mountain.
It does, but that's the whole issue and stigma around it. Like, without doing that.
I'm on your side, mate. I'm saying credit to you, man. I wish I did.
But if I'd have stayed in my room all day or just, you know, stayed local and maybe gone to get a bite to eat and then come back and just sat in the pool or that.
If you did that,
it would not have helped.
Yeah, what good is that to you?
Exactly. And it's like,
no one wins.
Yeah.
The job or you.
No, it wouldn't have brought me back around. It would have dragged that period out probably over a few days.
Could have told me though, man. I would have run back for the board.
Well, you should have said. I should have said.
Correct.
He's already said he didn't want to be anywhere fucking near you. But he wanted to be on his own.
He wouldn't have been anywhere near me. I would have been literally falling down multiple times.
Finn.
Well, I accidentally bumped into them. I didn't set off with them.
Finn and Finn, two great lads.
Incredible.
Absolutely love these lads. How the fuck did you... Have you ever met a Finn in your life?
Yeah, I've met two.
Yeah.
But
I've
two of them...
Yeah, I've met two.
Who are also like good mates.
Yeah, I've met two.
But isn't that wild?
It is mad.
Like...
I've worked with a few, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think it's a great name. And they're spelt differently as well, so easy to write them down and tell who they are.
How do you spell Finn differently? Two N's, one N?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So one's called N-F-I-N, one's called F-I-N.
I thought you meant like there'd be a rogue J in there or something.
like it's the Swedish.
Yeah.
But we speak German in Sweden, yeah. Schnitzel, what's it called? Frikadelle.
I tell you what. Yeah, let's talk about some of the food that we had at snowbombing. So, did we go for that pasta second day?
Yeah,
Tuesday. Yeah. So, like, we'd been snowboarding the morning of, but we still had work to do. Like, we took the morning off Tuesday morning, right, to go snowboarding. Why the fuck wouldn't you? And we realised, like, we're out here, we're hungover. I was losing energy, and it was like, I couldn't really finish snowboarding, but I did. Nah. So we're like, let's go get some good food. And it was the one, like, good sit-down meal that we had. Went to this little pasta place. I literally just Googled, like, fast food, and it showed me fuck all apart from that burger place.
Spider sauce.
Oh, shit, we'll get to that. And it said like super fast service. I was like, fucking brilliant.
Like mod pizza.
Yeah.
God.
But this was the thing. So when me and Dan went, the food was all right. My lasagna was a little bit cold in the middle, but you know what? It was fucking quick. So I don't care.
It was genuinely from sitting down to getting up and leaving.
25 minutes tops.
Yeah, it was quick. Nice food.
There's like, a great bit. Well, it doesn't sound nice. I mean, Razzie's was cold in the middle.
Yeah, but that's because Razzie's picky.
Well, you should be picky if your food arrives cold.
Razzie's might not have been nice, but mine was lovely.
You said...
I had a good...
Carbonara in the strangest voice I've ever heard you
carbonara!
Speak.
Carbonara!
Yeah, on the vid, it's fucking great. We were laughing our heads off in the room.
Don't know how.
You're like, I'm here, I'm having a carbonara!
Oh, it's because that's... Get me a carbonara!
No, I know the reference, but fuck me, the voice, great. we had the burger from Burger
Station
Depot or Station.
Yeah, Burger Depot. This was,
so first night, right? First night, right? We got there. We just want some quick food. We find that Burger Station. It seems that everyone knows the place that goes to snowbombing.
Yeah. So as soon as I checked into snowbombing, on Instagram and said like, "Here I am on my story."
Yeah.
I got a message from a guy, and it said like, "I know exactly what burger you're about to go and have. Trust me, there's much better burgers out there. Enjoy snowbombing."
We should have listened.
Yeah, so we went there, and I went for the chicken fillet burger, which was an interesting choice because it had
wasn't.
Like,
it was crispy chicken, not
crispy chicken. Yeah, that was it. So it had like burgers that have like little nacho pieces around them, but like on the burger,
like them. Yeah,
yeah. So that was nice, but we asked for some spicy sauce. What she proceeded to do was like dangle spicy sauces in front of us and go, "This one very spicy." Like,
about time someone had a selection of hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked in the butchers, did they get me barbecue?
It's probably spicy enough for you.
Is there like dangled? I'm like, "This one very spicy." Yeah, we'll have that one. She puts it back. She goes, "This one incredibly spicy." Puts it back. Then she shoves this bottle in his face with a spider on it and goes, you want it? You want it? Puts it on a little tortilla chip. Yeah. And just goes, "Only a tiny amount."
But she...
And I got a bit too big for my boots and put a lot on.
Yeah, so dumb. I had one drop, because I'm a sensible boy.
Yeah, you know what? You were right to do so. So you had it. You had the same problem I did as well.
Well, it fucked you up, didn't it?
Yeah.
But in a way, I've never been fucked up. So, like, we all like spicy food, and we can all tolerate it to different degrees, given the day. You two are generally better than me, but...
I'd always say it's between us two.
I think it does vary. I don't know if that's the palate varying day by day or what it is, but we always want like the hottest version of whatever is. And, you know, we do hot twos. I've had some sauce that's kicked my ass. This spider sauce, it didn't kill me off spice-wise.
No.
Like you said, you had it on that first day and you were like, "It's my stomach." Yeah. And I was like,
bollocks.
When it's not like, me, it's easy for me to say whatever.
I wonder if it's due to the lack of eating. Because that Monday was a long day of travelling, and then we got there and we had a burger station.
I think it was just the concentration of it.
When I had it, within 45 seconds, my stomach had felt poorly.
Yeah, you were ready to drop.
Not like I needed a shit. Not like my mouth was spicy. I just had tummy ache. Mm. It was just like instant tummy ache powder.
Yeah. The only way that I got through that night was like, I think I got like 3 or 4 waters. And I was just like, so if it sat there in my stomach in a really concentrated fashion, if I just pound the waters, it's all going to go through the same route and that'll like...
The issue with that is it depends like if it's a chemical heat or not. Because if it's chemical, I think this is the issue we had.
It must have been. I think it must have been chemical.
It'll then rise to the top of whatever liquid's in there and it'll stay at the top. And that's what were happening to me when we did hot two, is it was like sat at the top and it had lined the top and just burning away.
Horrible.
Well, the water sorted me out, so I was fine.
Let's talk about DJ Yoda.
Oh, which one were DJ Yoda?
He was
one of the best nights I've had. This was a great night. Yeah.
Not just a great night of snowbombing, not just one of the best nights at our festival. It was one of the best nights.
Wednesday. Wednesday, yeah. Okay. And I don't recall much really going on Wednesday. I think Wednesday was the day that we spent a lot of time in the hotel like working, right?
Yeah, it was. And then we dragged ourselves out of the hotel. And then that's when we were like, we want to go to the funhouse, but we need to show them up at the Brooklyn Staddle. It's called a stage right up at the top. And we were like, well, let's go to the funhouse because it's what we want to do.
Yeah.
We'd been stood having a beer at Happy Ending or whatever that bar was called, because we were watching the cars drive past.
Oh, that was great.
We were all saying whether the car was good or bad in our opinion. And generally one of us, or me or you, would have a fact about the car. Mm. Like some of those Vitos are four-wheel drive, or this video is sponsored by Y Food, or, you know, some...
what a fact.
but yeah, so we went to DJ Yoda doing like the 50 years audio-visual hip-hop DJ set.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a legitimate scratch DJ. I don't think he was using vinyl.
No, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
To me, that's very impressive.
I really
don't think it matters. But that if it was, that's even
he's
more
not,
impressive
He's not literally
to me.
Using like the actual records. He's using time-coded vinyls.
Yeah, so he's got the decks. He's got the spinny thing. Yeah. There's not an actual vinyl on top.
Yeah, yeah, there's a needle.
Yeah, there's a needle with a what's called a time-coded vinyl, which is like a... It's a time code, and that tells the computer, like, this is...
What I'm saying is, what we have over there, there's not one of those sat on top of it being read by the needle.
Yes, there is. I was in two minds as to whether he was doing that or not. But I saw the needles.
Change vinyls or anything like that.
You don't. It's
This is what I mean. It's a time
code. It's a controller.
Vinyl.
What does that mean?
It's hard to explain to a man
he loads up, let's say, an MP3 on his computer on like virtual deck A, and that is mapped to like the vinyl here. So like it is a physical vinyl that he's using and playing, and when he moves it backwards and forwards, then it all works. But what he doesn't have to do is change it out.
Oh, so right, I am still right then, because what I meant is he's not got a box full of vinyls like you'd see in 90s where they have to change it out for the next one.
No.
So it's not got an actual vinyl you could put on that player and play something off of.
It's the best. It would still play.
No, what would it play? Because
just
it's
just a load of noise.
Yeah, well.
But it is a real vinyl.
Yeah.
But I'm right. But also some DJs do that with real vinyl.
Yeah.
Which is
with real
absolutely
ones.
Mental. Yeah. Anyway, he was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he was fucking great. There's a real gap in the market, I think, for like a classic hip hop night. And we'd love it if there was one in Leeds.
Well,
there used to be.
I've started going to Neon Cactus.
Yeah.
Instead of a Porto.
Yeah.
Because a Porto's, I love you, Porto, but drink selection, it's just missing like a good bottled beer.
Yeah, they got Superbock now.
At a good price.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. A good price, $5.70 for a Superbock.
Yeah.
So I've started going in a fucking bar that's also owned by a Porto.
And literally next door.
Because they have Modelo.
God, it's lovely.
Oh, I'm not sure about Modelo.
Back to the Modelo. But they play hip-hop. And I was saying in there, oh, it's nice to hear some hip-hop. And she said to me in there, she goes, in Jake's bar, also owned by Potter.
Next door again.
On the first of the month, they have a hip hop night every really? First of the month.
Oh, that's cool.
So not like the first Friday of every month, the first of the month.
I believe it is literally the first of the month.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That's really annoying. but
DJ Yoda was outstanding. It was non-stop bangers until it got to like Central C, which was the only song that I knew and didn't like. There were songs I'd never heard, which sounded good. But then Central C was the only song where I kind of was like, oh, I'm sick of this. But I get why he has it in the set. Then it was straight to Stormzy.
Yeah. The thing with like classic hip hop is like, even I don't know a lot of actual classic hip hop, like from back in the day.
Like before gangster rap.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still, it's like, it's proper.
Like Curtis Blow and stuff.
Yeah, like, and I know that because it's like Vice City.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
But stuff around that era, I'm like, I don't really know it, but it is still it stuff you can
great,
be like,
don't it?
This is brilliant. I even noticed with DJ Yoda, like, he wasn't like totally accurate, because what people do these days is they use CDJs or like a virtual software controller. They'll just hit sync. I fucking do it. Why the fuck wouldn't you? But like, he'd just be out a bit every now and then. And I was like, you know what? That's fucking refreshing.
It was better that way.
Yeah. Like, and because it wasn't like a dance track where like, if it's just a bit out, it sounds like shit. It was like a proper hip hop beat.
You're not going to get any clangers.
Yeah. it was really refreshing and really nice.
Big up DJ Yoda.
Yeah.
I would, you know what? If I'd have seen you afterwards, I'd have bought you a White Claw, mate.
When they're on 2-for-1.
The 2-for-1.
That was good, wasn't it? Did they do that any other night?
Yeah, every night.
Was it? I knew about either one.
And then on the last day, like after we'd left, because they have like a final day. I guess there's just people still in Meyerhofen.
See, I thought that was just the staff.
No.
This is something that other festivals need to catch on to. Putting out like an alert via the app and saying, right, bars for the next hour, happy hour, 2-for-1 on all drinks. Just so, because like when the bars are quiet, boom. Like, oh, I'm going to go get a load of fucking drinks because it's cheap.
It's not going to be quiet if there's 2-for-1 on.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so
that's,
it solves their problem, doesn't it?
True.
Because guess what? In the video, I come over with 4. You come over with 8.
Yeah, like the system.
Robbie comes over with 4.
The system literally works.
There's a great song that we do. Like, when the band's playing Yellow and we put like, we say like White Claw lyrics over it, but it starts off great for 2 lines and then the 3rd line, it just loses it completely.
I don't know the song Yellow.
Look at the stars.
I thought it was like that.
So it goes, I say, look at the claws, look how they're white for you. And then you say, as someone hands Jake a claw,
I'll have a white claw,
I'll have a
too.
White claw too. And then you go again, bitten off Molly, you were perfect. And then you thought, I'm cocky. And then you went, and I'll have a white claw, pardon you. Something like that. But it's great. It's one of my favourite bits in the vid.
So dumb.
Just being polite.
That was that Robbie's birthday?
Yeah, I think it was.
God, is it the same time when he was squat down?
Yeah,
that was his birthday.
He's a good lad, isn't
he's
he?
So
Robbie's
sound.
Such a nice lad.
You know what? That entire squad, they're all great. I think they're fantastic.
So let's talk about who we were with then.
So there was Finn. There was Robbie Knox.
So Finn, we know them from, they're like, they used to run a company that produce web content. I think that's what they did.
Okay.
And now they do it in a different capacity. And just 2 really nice lads.
Yeah.
Really, really, really sound.
Then there was Robbie Knox, who we've been on about. It was his birthday. He's so funny.
Like, he's
genuinely hilarious, man. I didn't realise, like, I recognised him, but I just couldn't pinpoint it. Until someone said he was on Soccer AM, and he's the tramp from Soccer AM.
Yeah, so is that what he was?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember. I've never watched Soccer AM.
Oh, yeah. My
so
God.
I watched when I was younger.
I used to watch Soccer AM, with my brother when it. When
I've
I was
never, old. Never seen it, aside from the Slash thing. You know, where Slash gets in a mood on it.
No. Have you not seen Yeah.
You know Tubes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tubes interviews Slash, and he's got loads of mash pot. Tubes has got loads of mashed potato in his pocket. And he goes, do you like mash? And Slash just walks off.
Fucking hell.
But I knew Robbie, obviously. I met Robbie. We did that video together.
Yeah.
But I knew Robbie just from his internet presence and his online content. I didn't know he was like, he had a past in TV.
Hey, neither fucking did I, apparently.
I knew, I just didn't know.
Speak with him all week, yeah.
Yeah, nice lass. And then Becky, who obviously...
Nice lass.
He's got long hair. Becky, who obviously we love to bits.
Yeah.
She's such a laugh, man.
She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, I'd never met her until then.
She's just got good energy.
Mm. Yeah.
She really reminds me of Mary. Like, she brings a similar vibe, but with less anger.
Don't insult her like that. Come on, man.
Which one am I insulting?
Yes.
Some of you might have heard of Expired Film Club.
Oh, yeah.
I go on the internet for very specific things, so a lot of this stuff don't cross my mind, don't cross my feed. But when people back home saw that he was with us, I got like quite a few messages saying, no way, he is fucking brilliant. And what a nice lad.
Yeah.
Takes photos.
And is incredible at them.
On old ass cameras. So I got talking to him because he had this Nikon.
Old ass film.
And it was, the camera was from the 70s. And so he's telling me about the camera. And then he was like, I've got another one from over 100 years ago. I was like, what? And he used it. So I forget the team, but a football team that like started like in 1890 something had their first team photograph taken on this camera, like this model.
Yeah.
And the current year team wanted to recreate that. He was
more
so
than
nice to spend time
parts,
with.
Man.
And he just sent a load of film photographs to our WhatsApp group. And
they're great.
They're great, yeah, man. Yeah.
I can see why he's got such a massive following.
And do you know what? So nice and humble.
Yeah, well deserved. Yeah.
You would never imagine he has 500,000 fucking followers on Instagram. I couldn't believe it. We were saying our Instagram followers have never had so many blue ticks in them.
Yeah.
God.
Where's our blue tick?
You can buy one.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, he was so nice. Jackmate was there.
Yeah.
I met Jackmate for the first time. Long time coming.
Punched him.
Do you know what? What a nice fucking lad.
Really is, yeah.
We talked shop in the air. It's a shame because the most we spoke was in the airport on the way back. And I could barely string a sentence together.
I think that's why I chose that time.
Because I was so fucked.
I thought, now's the time to make fun of
him. Do you know what? You won't believe if you tallied up like the personalities and of everyone that we were with, you would never believe that Jack was like the biggest creator there, because he was chill. He wasn't shouting about for like attention like some others were. I think we probably fell.
Why did you look at me?
Closer. No, I don't mean like. Listen, I'm not saying anything, but he was understated. He was funny. And I'm pleased to say he's sponsored this video. But it was great to actually meet him. I didn't realise how long he'd been doing YouTube. He's been doing it for like as long as we have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. And his missus was absolutely lovely as well.
Aye.
They were surprised to learn that we shoot everything on iPhone. Yeah. Because he was going around with that little DJI thing.
Yeah.
Mm. And
some of the people had like Sony cameras and stuff like that.
Mm. Like everyone had a normal camera.
Some people have got camera from 1985. But yeah, do you know what? It was lovely to.
Oh, there was also Jack. Steph, the skateboarder. If you remember.
I've
seen her on Instagram, and I'm like, I didn't know she was that good at skateboarding. She's pretty good. She was sponsored snowboarding.
Well, she's called Steph, the skateboarder.
There was another pro skater who was on our bus, but we didn't really see much of him. He's the one who got the light out on the bus.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm so terrible with names, so please forgive me. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful.
Rubbish for names, great with faces.
But he was in the. We went to like a bit of a do with him, me and Jake, and we were talking to him, and he was so cool. Like I just think a pro skater is so cool.
And anyone who can skateboard is so cool.
He was like a pro skater, pro snowboarder, and like a pundit for like sports, I believe.
What's a pundit?
Like a presenter type thing.
All right.
Mm. And he was telling me how, like, if you can snow, if you can skate, you can snowboard, no problem.
Yeah.
If you can snowboard, it's hard to reverse engineer that into skating.
Yeah.
And neither of them translate into surfing. Because we were talking about boardmasters.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, Sean White, brilliant skater.
Yep.
But then there's this other guy who's not very good on a surfboard, but he's brilliant.
I thought Sean White was a snowboarder.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, not a snowboarder, a surfer.
No, Sean White's
a snowboarder.
Oh, okay.
But God, so cool.
You know what? That the entire group that we're with, like the full press lot, I just thought they're all great. There wasn't one person I didn't like. I got along with everybody. I'm a social butterfly.
I would be lying if I said I enjoyed the company of everyone there, but it would be boring if everyone was the same.
Yeah.
That's me making excuses for other people, to be honest, but you got to do what you got to do in this game. The people who had us out, Jamie, Dana, Makita from Zeitgeist.
Oh, God, they're all so lovely.
I mean, we've met Jamie multiple times, and he's just sound. He's literally just like us.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've said there is, I'm sound. But he is like, you know, he's so like not corporate. And none of them are. Dana was absolutely lovely. She's running after people. Some people, you know.
Shut up.
But some people.
Shut up.
Think about this. We're 30 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
Some
of us a bit older.
Some people were asking her to do stuff that you should be doing yourself, regardless of if someone has brought you on a trip, you're still an adult. And Dana didn't flinch. She was brilliant. And she just made sure everyone was happy.
Yeah. All of them were great, man. Pretty much everyone in that group, I loved them all.
Yeah.
Brilliant people. I'm very cynical and quite introverted, and I usually think like people that work in, I don't know, like industry people and like people who do a lot of what we do. I always think like, oh, they're going to be very extroverted, going to like take up a lot of my energy, and I can't be asked them. I know enough people is my outlook on life. Sometimes I'm like, fucking, I do all this shit with like 7 or 8 people all the fucking time, and it's hard work. Introducing new people to my life takes up a lot of energy. But they were all wonderful. Loved them all. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for a drink with most of them any night of the week.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what I did really realize, and you might not have noticed this, and I don't really know if I noticed it, but I had really bad imposter syndrome for a lot of the weekend, and I think that's why I got so hammered so much.
I was going to say, how did you get over it?
What?
How did you get over the old imposter syndrome? Just got hammered.
But I think it worked to my detriment.
What do you mean
as
by
well?
The imposter syndrome?
Well, we are not journalists, right?
No,
we're creators, and I think we do the best job in the space that we're in. Not on the podcast, but for what we do on the main channel. Mm. No one's doing it, really.
No, there's obviously now there's quite a few festival vlogs going on, but there's still... Some of our success
is like right place, right time. And some of it's really hard work and a lot of graft. Mm. But like, I still never see it. Like, because we're always like...
The tape didn't work, you're still playing with laser.
Yeah, I'm playing with the laser. Because we're like, we're all about authenticity, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't lump myself in as like media or anything like that. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't like going in a VIP bar. I don't like going in this, that, or the other. We didn't go to that pool organized pool party because we thought it's not authentic. We want to go to our pool.
I just didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go because I don't want to show a load of influencers.
Yeah, like
carcass.
I'm not at all.
It's just not something that would have gone in the video, so it's like pointless.
But
and if it's not going in the video, then why fucking go?
I think With Becky, Robbie, and Jack, who are like, particularly with Jack, who's like so at the top of his game, like, I was like, I don't think I actively consciously thought it, but I was like, I shouldn't be here. Like, I shouldn't be at this table sat with one of the biggest creators. I'm very happy to be. And I just couldn't like allow myself to like enjoy the moment. So I would just get fucking hammered. And that's probably why I pissed the bed.
God. Can we talk about that night?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
Can I just briefly speak about it?
Hey, I'm authentic to the core, mate.
So,
but before we do that, can I just say something?
What?
Oh my God! What the fuck?
Right. Anyway, now that's out of the way.
Explain what that was.
They saw it in the video. If they don't get the reference, then they're not a real one.
They did.
checking the comment. I'm just checking the comments now. Yeah, they all say we did. I woke up in maybe 6 a.m., something like that, just absolutely gagging for a piss. So I get up and I go in the darkness, have a sit down wee in the separate toilet next to the bathroom. It's its own room, right? And I'll leave the door open because why the fuck not, man? The only thing that's going to see me is my brother and he's fast asleep. Also, it would seem I was so dead quiet and I thought, no, I want to wake him up. You know, like, he's asleep. Obviously, my movements woke you up because what I was confronted with as I start to get up from my piss, from my sit-down wee, is you coming into that room and just going, oh, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, sorry, mate. It just goes, I've just literally pissed the bed. And I'm half asleep and I'm just finished my piss. I'm like, thank God. I'm like, what the fuck, man? A 31-year-old lad just told me he's pissed the bed. Oh, it was such a daze.
That is.
It was a full piss. Like, sorry, Dan, go on.
No.
That shot looks nice, man. Yeah. Especially when you imagine that's the moon up there.
Yeah, it big is, moon. Like, that's not moved.
Yeah.
But, I was just getting hammered all weekend.
Yeah.
The White Claws didn't help because I love drinking a White Claw. Mm. If it was pints of beer, I'd have had less. Yeah. But yeah, I think just got so hammered. And I've been having really bad dreams lately, like really, really bad dreams. So since I've been back, I know it's super boring to talk about other people's dreams, but I'll just give you the headline. One, I was framed for robbing a GameStop and was on trial.
Right.
What was last night? Oh, I can't remember.
They said, just keep doing what you're doing.
No, there was like CCTV of me like near it and I was like crying. And
yeah, they're still like it's
really,
AI.
Really bad dream.
Check the
hands. I must have just had like a really bad dream or something. Mm. And I was just so drunk that my body just released it. But it was a full piss.
You kept saying like, I've just pissed on the bed. And when you said that, I was like, what? What?
Stood
what
up, turned around.
Yeah, that's the image I got. I was like, what the fuck? So like,
people do that kind of shit though. Like back at RAF, people used to get up and piss in the cupboard, thinking it's a toilet.
My dad did it once when he was hammered, like just like, but stood up like it's a urinal.
Yeah. But then he said, oh, I pissed all over the bed. And I was like, you were like, it's literally all over. I was like, oh, okay. Just so dumb for everyone be showing me in the morning. It's like literally like a full ring around it. And what I couldn't bear the thought of was like, just you in the middle of the night, just going like obviously your blood is all pent up and just, you just go, oh, probably in your sleep. But like, obviously it's coming out the schlong.
Yeah.
And it's like going,
it's
all
a long
over,
way to go,
it's,
mate.
It's going all over the bed. And like, because the ring was so large, it's like creating a pool. And you're just laid in it.
And they said I didn't go to the pool party.
but then the worst part is like, so you're literally, you know, you've got remnants of piss all over your body.
Yep.
He decides to just get in bed with me.
Yeah, because your bedding will dry him off.
I took my own bedding.
No, but it was in my
bed.
It's not your bed though, is it?
Well, no, but I spent the week in there and continued to.
But you know,
I had two options. What? I had three options. What would you rather me have done? Well, honestly,
go on.
Sleep in my bed, still full of piss after I already know what's happened. Yeah. Sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Or just sleep in that bed with you. You know what I'm thinking about.
But do you remember at the start?
One of those laid down deck chairs on the balcony.
True.
Nah.
But do you remember at the start of this video?
So sleeping all right is out. It's fine for Mary and me in Amsterdam, but you.
No, that's because you were dumb as fuck.
It's because it was full of wasps.
Yeah, but that's because You're a pussy hole.
What, because I don't want to be right. stung to death?
No, you forgot your key.
No, yeah, but Mary's was open. It was just full of wasps.
Oh, well, that's purely, that's different.
So do you remember at the start of this video where I was like,
how nice that looks, man.
I'll share a bedroom with my brother. No problem at all. What's the worst that could happen? I didn't say that, but I'm saying it now.
The worst has definitely happened. And to be fair, you shat yourself the other week.
True.
Yeah, but that didn't involve any part of you.
Yeah, but we were hanging out.
Didn't smell. Didn't I wasn't covered
you
in
smell?
It.
You shit.
I had a piss related incident on the Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah. It was
kept this to yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Should have been in video, dickhead.
Yeah.
Come on. Was at a time when Wednesday night. Right? I didn't want to film Wednesday night.
Okay.
But yeah, like in someone else's room and in the middle of the night, didn't want to turn lights on because I didn't want to wake someone up. Went for a piss. Couldn't find the light switch inside the toilet. Didn't have my phone because
it's usually not inside the toilet.
It's usually around the rim.
On the wall.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, couldn't find the light switch, so I thought,
probably it's checking around the room.
I'm just going to have to do it, you know, and hope for the best. And
what a mental way of thinking.
I know. Well, I was still pretty pissed. I just sat down,
so then you know, like, where the cup's going. That's literally why I sat down. Yeah, like,
I was still fucked.
Yeah, so sit down. Like,
no, but my brain's
have
not
you ever
going.
To James?
My brain ain't going, this might go everywhere. It's going, you need to piss, hurry up. So I had a piss, and I heard it go into the water, and then. Nope. Just, you know, when you hear the noise when it's no longer in the water, it's gone. So I'm like, oh shit, my room. Like I'm thinking I've just pissed all over this person's fucking toilet. So then I'm in the dark, bundles of toilet roll because I've got it off finger side because I'm feeling for it. And I'm just mopping anywhere I can, hoping for the best that I'm getting it all. And we didn't speak about it. So I guess I did.
I guess we won't be invited back to snowboarding. He shat himself at Tomorrowland Winter. He's pissed on the floor. I've done some stuff, so you know.
He shat himself years ago.
Yeah,
bring it up now, eh?
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
And you know what he did? He drank my bottle of water in the greenhouse.
Just use the tap.
You binned all my fresh food.
Yeah, because you left it near the bin.
Listen to this, right? I didn't leave anything near the bin. I left it on the side. I left my fresh produce that doesn't go in the fridge because it's stored in a cool, dark place. Over there is a fucking cool, dark place. My cupboard's full.
Cool, dark place. That was the toilet before you went in it.
Great. So I put it on the side. And guess what? The unopened bag of potatoes that I'd bought 2 days earlier, binned. The onions I'd bought 2 days earlier, binned. The rack of garlics I'd bought. Binned.
Rack?
I don't know what it's called. Like, just gone.
I'm sorry, I felt so bad.
I was so confused.
I felt so bad.
Like,
about
I knew he'd come back home from a festival and I knew, like, he'd had a clean up. So I was like, he's put them somewhere. Like, he's not going to, he obviously don't want them on the side. So he's put them somewhere when he's cleaned up. So I went through every cupboard and I mean every, all of his, mine, yeah. Like, dishwasher. I went in there. I went in.
Why would I put them in the dishwasher?
I don't know. Went in my toolbox in utility closet. Yeah, went in bathroom.
New
went
place
in
for,
server
place
rack.
For potatoes inside toilet system.
I just didn't have a clue where they were, so I was checking everywhere, and I was so confused. Walked into his room. I binned them. Why? And he was just like, "Yeah, I binned them." So
no, I wasn't. I
no,
was
initially
very
until
apologetic.
You realised it was my food that I was using to eat.
Let me explain what happened. It wasn't a misunderstanding. And
oh yeah, I'm fully aware.
We're quite. Not dirty, but messy.
Yeah. Untidy.
This is why I can't live here.
No, and I'm generally on top of it. And this was me being on top of it. So we'd had pre-drinks the night before. And there was some cans, empty cans of White Claw on the side. I was like, I need to take them down.
Joking.
So I'll grab whatever else is there.
By the way, it says we. Not me.
No, not Dan. But like me, Mary and Hawley and Jack Smith, I think. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm grabbing the stuff and there's like a bag of crisps there that I've put there because that's where the shit goes. Anyway, now I know that's where the potatoes live, apparently. That's potato
and the onions
corner.
And the garlic.
Yeah.
And any fresh vegetables that don't need to be in a fridge.
The racks of garlic.
Sure, wrap it up with a final day. Final day, we decided. Well, we kind of knew all along, right? Big blowout on Friday. Thursday, we kind of took it easy. Oh, we meant to take it easy. We didn't. But Friday's the big blowout. It's so dumb. Was it Thursday, the hip-hop night?
No, I don't know.
Thursday was something else. Anyway, Friday, big blowout.
Thursday was that first word summit.
The second round of that where Jack, Becky and Robbie were hosting it.
Okay. Famous first that's words. That's why we got
a concept much better left on paper as one sentence.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't put that in the video. I did say it. I didn't want to diss them. And they were doing a good job at presenting, but it just doesn't have. I don't think it has enough mileage.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that entertaining for anyone aside from the person who's singing and the mates of that person. Yeah. Unless you get a real kind of bombastic performer, which we did a few times.
Oh, a telefantastic performer.
Yeah, she smacked me on my lobster, Mr. O.
Montuk.
Oh, Carolina.
Yes. Stop it before we offend someone, Jesus.
Everyone loves Shaggy. Scoob!
Right, Friday. What happened during the day? I don't recall much Friday.
No.
Literally fuck all.
We went in the pool.
You went up Reggae Shack, didn't you?
Yeah. Friday was an excellent
Friday, you
day.
Went to Top of Mountain?
We started Friday going up to Top of Mountain, up to Reggae Shack. Had a great vibe, right? Yep. Came down, but before doing that, bumped into Dan and the Finns and that. Already in a great mood. Went down, we went in the pool. We had a fucking great time.
Best moment of my year, being sat in that pool.
Yeah.
It was really good, that.
So we...
Up till that time, till I came home.
Went to the hotel room, got the trunks on. Got the old robes on.
Eight cans of Desperados for the boys.
Three of us walking down like, yeah, we're going to go to the sauna, the pool. We get to the pool and we go like, oh, there's two pools apparently. There's one indoors and one outdoors. It's the same fucking thing. There's literally like an opening door so you can swim outside.
Not that, innit?
Fucking ridiculous.
Nicest pool I'll probably ever go in.
It's got like shop doors where like they're like that and they open up to let you through and close after you.
So we gently walk down into the pool, swim outside with the cans of Desperados. And like the sun is like baking as it's glorious. You're looking around and like the mountains, it's beautiful. And we just lay back in these little like, what would you call them? Like chairs in the water with a little headrest. And you're just like, oh, could life get any better? And then some girl just like reaches over.
Yeah, I'm lit right. So yeah, where did she reach?
she reaches over and just presses a little button behind her. And I just felt a little bubble go up and I was like, ooh.
Oh, she's touching my ass.
Someone's a little Trump.
She must have spread my asshole.
And I was waiting for one of the boys to go, I'll be honest. I've farted. But no, more bubbles came in and I thought, it was at that moment I thought, a second ago I thought life couldn't get any better. Apparently it can. And we're all just there, all four of us, because Dan turned up as well, just chilling like in this jacuzzi / pool. It's why my face is so sunburnt red and my fucking forehead's peeling. God, it was great.
It was really good, that. And then after the pool, we went up to the adults' saunas. Nature song.
Oh, I mean, I've been naked.
Yeah. You have?
Every day I'm naked at one point.
Yeah.
I've never been as naked as I was in that sauna.
You feel so exposed, don't you?
Yeah.
It was great. It was great. I'm so glad.
It was awesome.
I'm so glad. It was. I'm in a group of friends that I can do that.
Yeah.
That I can just be like, yeah, I'll just wipe your clothes off. Yeah, we'll just sit and have a chat in a sauna, fully bollock naked.
Obviously, because it was so steamy, like the footage and that doesn't really portray much of it, but it was so funny. Like, it was just four boys, just so childish, spraying each other with cold water in the hottest sauna you've ever been in. It's a steam room, sorry, not a sauna. Rob puts his batty right over the fucking sauna vent to start with. I'm amazed you didn't get a burnt ringworm.
Imagine if we'd have been in there and it wasn't the nude one and Jack, Robbie and Becky walked in. I don't think they'd be speaking to us again.
Well, what was that guy who walked in, wasn't there? He walks in like his swim trunks. He walks in, goes, oh, and like sits down. As soon as his ass touches the seat, literally just goes, right.
Yep, had enough.
Walks straight back out. He was so not ready to see four lads.
Thing is, he'll have walked up to that steam room hearing four boys laughing at the tops of their voices.
Giggling.
And then thought, I'm going in there. Noticed we're bollock naked, sat in four opposite corners from each other. Weird.
Because we're not gay.
And he's just like...
He was three corners. What?
But yeah, honestly, just so funny doing that. Really, like, heightened the mood. And then we all showered together afterwards.
Yeah.
Also, Rob got naked in the corridor instead of in the sauna.
I had a fucking brilliant time at the snowbombing festival.
Yeah.
Same.
It was the best of the three. So I'm the only one out of us who's done all three.
Yeah, I've done two.
And you've done two, a different two, Raz.
Yeah, I did the worst one. And apparently now the best one.
It was the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to put Rise down because Rise was really good. But snowbombing was just...
What Rise is doing is incredible.
Yeah.
And I don't know the ticket prices. Rise might actually be a bargain. And Rise was incredible.
And it's still younger as well. It's not really going anywhere near as long as...
Snowbombing's 25 years old.
As you can tell by the 25-year anniversary football top from snowbombing.
What Rise is doing is brilliant. And I almost didn't want snowbombing to be better. I wanted to reach out to Rise afterwards and be like, your much smaller, much newer event was better than a multi, like tens of millions of pounds Tomorrowland.
Is it that big? Oh, Tomorrowland. Yeah.
And a big event like snowbombing.
Yeah.
What Tomorrowland didn't have, which this really cemented for me, was anything to do in the town. And I know we didn't stay in the town at Tomorrowland.
But even so.
But at Rise,
yeah,
town's open, vibing in the town,
yeah,
in the village.
Yeah, you can just go down to it. Pubs, you can go shopping, go get some food, and then at night, bars.
Tomorrowland, the town seemed to be the festival at night.
Yep.
And that's it, really.
And think how small Tomorrowland was.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, a lot of the good experiences we had at snowbombing were not a snowbombing IP. It was going in the pool.
Yeah.
Going up the ski lift, which is there year round, though, isn't it? Going in the butchers. You know, just being in the town, like some of those bars are open anyway. You don't need a wristband to get in there.
I found the town itself to be really nice.
It was better. It was more manageable because there was less snow. And the entertainment at snowbombing was just, as you're going to get with a bigger name festival, it was just better.
Yeah, it had.
Yeah. I feel like it's because because they are bigger, they're able to put in a lot more little things that, you know, sometimes they go unnoticed, but when they're not there, you notice like, oh, it's not as good, this one. So what I saw was like, there's these little riot vans rolling about, and they basically look like a massive boombox, and it's got a DJ in it, and it'll just be like in a car park somewhere at toilets. And it's like when you're coming away from Rudimental and you just need a piss, you look to your left and there's like a load of little goths doing a rave.
I think if we go back to snowbombing, which I absolutely would do in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do something, an unofficial thing called the snowbombing road trip, which kind of ropes you in, Raz, but I know you like doing that kind of shit. And apparently it's a must do. It can't take longer than 2 days, maybe.
Well, it's not allowed because I've got a leave allowance, remember.
Yeah, but maybe we can go without you next time.
That'd be great.
Then everyone would be happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, and neither would any of the people.
Well, you can watch the video from last year and relive it.
I mean, it was a really fucking good year.
It's a good video as well.
Really fucking good
year. But it was great. If snowbombing is a 10 in terms of relative to snow festivals, and Tomorrowland winter is probably a 4, I'd say
like it was a 5 or 6, but just because of us as people.
You can't give it that though, because
it has to be about the festival.
Yeah.
I think Rise would be like a solid 8.
Yeah.
It's really, I really want to undersell Rise.
Yeah, don't get us wrong, Rise was really, really good. Like, no negative points that I can really think of.
Truly. Just snowbombing just had more positive.
It was just better. That's just the way it is, isn't it? Like, one of them has to be better.
That's true. They're both great. I'll tell you what. I had a lovely wing stop yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a lovely tikka masala with you lot in Leeds. Both lovely, but one were better.
Yeah.
Which one do you think it was? Leave it down in the comments below.
When did you have that tikka masala?
Yeah, you said you had a tikka masala in Leeds. When was that?
Thanks so much for watching the podcast and listening on all major platforms. We appreciate you being here. If you've listened this long, thanks for putting up with all the nonsense. A huge thanks to Snowbombing and Zeitgeist,
yeah,
and all our friends, old and new, at that we met on this trip.
Yeah,
truly blessed.
We came back. I hope to see you all next year.
Honestly,
I've never felt more blessed.
I felt in such a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, we even spoke about it. I'm still up there
and talking about it. Like, I was fucked. I didn't want to do this podcast. I've been editing literally all day. I'm sick to death of it, to be honest. And burnt out is not the term that I choose to use.
I've got,
because I just think that that's an overused term. But it's just been a couple of hard days slog.
I do not regret it one bit.
No chance.
I may have found a new expensive hobby. If you ever want to go,
got someone to do something with.
If you ever want to go snowboarding, Dan, I am absolutely down.
And then we can go climbing afterwards, and then we can go hiking the day after.
Maybe,
what you've done now, mate. You shot yourself in the foot.
Maybe Bridie for the climbing.
Do you like badminton?
And if you like, do you know what? Never mind.
I was joking, by the way.
My point is, just by talking about the experience, I'm in a better mood now.
Yeah, same. Like the usual shit. I had anxiety and stuff about coming on here, and like that subsided because. I've done is remembered happy.
The bad news is now I've got to go on a pack for 2 weeks and
yes, get me the fuck out of here.
Back to being incredibly stressed, but it's because of you cunts.
This has been Rob Kellis's Happy Hour podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I'm Bambino Danny. It's been lovely to have you.
And Razzie Knox there.
They do look similar.
Dan, if you want to hit us with that button and we'll sign off and we'll see you. The next podcast is going to be recorded in an RV in America. So expect some bad audio quality. It's a goodbye from Razzie.
Bye-bye.
It's a goodbye from Dan.
Bye.
And it's see you later from me.
I don't know what that was.